Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and it's Thursday, draft day, round one, and the Texans, with the 20th pick, select Alabama cornerback Kareem Jackson. We spoke with him afterwards via conference call. This is what he had to say, and he's really excited to be a Texan.
So what's your reaction, your initial reaction about being picked here?
Man, I'm very excited right now, man. You know, the 20th pick, Houston, Texas, man, couldn't be a part of a better family than with the Texans. You know, I have a guy I played with in college, Antoine Caldwell, told me it's a great organization to be with. So, you know, I'm very excited. You know, I'm ready to come in and, you know, help any way I can.
Did you have any idea at all that Houston might be picking you in any of the interviews that you had with them?
I had no clue. No clue whatsoever. I'm just very excited right now. I have no clue whatsoever.
What will you bring to their defensive backfield, Kareem?
I'm going to be real feisty out there in that corner. You know, I'm going to be real physical. You know, receivers going to know I'm there. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make plays out there.
Kareem, being a Saban coach kid and the fact that he's been in the pros and worked so much with the DBs, how much has that helped you?
It helped me out a whole lot. My 3 years in college, I was Coach Saban, man. He taught me so much at that position. He taught me to pay attention to the little things. He helped me out a whole lot with us running an NFL-type defense and, you know, being able to be in a situation to make plays. And, you know, there's a great coaching staff there, you know, I owe a lot of credit to them. They made me the player that I am today.
What kind of immediate impact do you think you can have on the secondary?
Could you repeat yourself? I can't hear you.
What kind of immediate impact do you think you can have on this secondary?
I think I can step in. You know, I'm a learn the defense, and you know, whatever I'm needed in the secondary. You know, I'm gonna just come in. You know, I'm gonna learn the defense fast, like I said. You know, a quick runner. You know, I'm going to be physical out there. You know, you can expect that from me every play.
Is there a corner in the league or a defensive back in the league that you really look up to or maybe pattern yourself after, anything like that?
You know, growing up, you know, my guy was Terrell Bailey. You know, just kind of watching him. You know, he's a student, a complete student of the game. Just watching him every Sunday. He's just watching his technique and just trying to kind of model my game. So that's my guy coming up. I watch him.
Who called from the Texans and told you that you were the pick?
To be honest, I couldn't even hear his name. My family just went crazy. So I knew it. You know, my agent called me and said that the Texans had contacted him, and then, you know, I saw the 832 number, and, you know, I knew that was it then.
How many people are you watching the draft with right now, Kareem?
Man, there's about 70 people over my house right now, probably a little more than that.
Hey, are you excited to be playing with D'Amico, who also went to Alabama?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited, very excited. You know, I never had a chance to play with him, but I watched him there with the Texans. You know, he's a great player, so I'm going to be very excited to be on the same side of the ball with him.
How much do you know about the Texans, and are you excited about coming down here?
Oh, yeah, very excited. Like I said, I know a couple of their players, you know, just from watching. I play with Antoine Caldwell also. You know, Andre Johnson as a receiver. So, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of the organization.
What is it about Champ Bailey's game that you pattern yourself after?
I like the way I know his technique. You know, that's what we strive on at Alabama is technique. Day in and day out, that's all we work on, because we use a press team. We fell out of press, so you had to be a master of your art. And when I say art, I'm talking my technique at the line of scrimmage when playing in press. So, you know, that's why I like him so much.
Kareem, could you talk about what this moment means to you and your family? It's obvious they're all really excited.
Man, it's a dream come true for us, man. Just growing up as a kid, just saying one day I wanted to be in this position, and you know, I was able to be in this position, you know, through the grace of God and the support of my family. You know, they've been with me since day one, in my corner with me. So, you know, when all the obstacles came, and, you know, they still were there with me. You know, it's a dream come true for us.
For playing under Saban, who coached in the NFL, how prepared do you feel to come into the league?
I think I'm very prepared. Like I say, coming from pro-style defense, you know, a lot of the NFL teams run the same thing that we ran, just different terminology. So I think I'm very well prepared, you know, physically and mentally. So, you know, I always still have some things to improve on, and I'm just ready to get to work.
Is there anything about the defense that you've seen so far with the Texans that you like, or have you not really had a chance to look at them yet?
To be honest, I haven't really had a chance to look at them yet.
Hey, why didn't Nick Saban want you to leave early?
He just wanted me to come back and, you know, just achieve some individual goals such as All-American and possibly team captain and to graduate. And that was basically why the reason that he gave me why he wanted me to come back.
What do you think is your biggest asset as a player?
My physicality, I think that's my biggest asset. Me being physical, you know, the line of scrimmage. And when tackling and everything I do, you know, I try to be physical in it. So I think that's the biggest thing that I do well.